All right, Dad. I finished cleaning the sheep pens and the horses have all had their feed. Can I go over to John's now?
All right, love. Just make sure you're back before it's dark, OK?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Before the streetlights come on. I promise. I'll see you later.
I ring my mum sometimes. I do it when I'm alone. It's private. I don't know why I do it. They've got nothing to do with me anymore. It's just to see if she's all right, or what they're up to, or just check in that they're still there. Or maybe I do it because I want to show myself that I can take it. I can deal with her these days. Sometimes I have to remind myself that I can. I'm usually walking down the road, and I decide to do it just like that. I just walk into the phone box, and I pick up the phone and dial, and there she is. Suddenly, like she was at my elbow the whole time, but I never saw her. All these months, she has this way of answering the phone. She drools. And maybe it's the booze, but I think she's watching herself in the mirror, above the sofa in the lounge where the phone is. And she's thinking how cool she looks with her fag in her hand and her lipstick smeared off her lips and her dress hanging off her shoulder. Really, she thinks she looks cool. She's lost her whole personality to that poison and she thinks it makes her look cool.